Repossessions can tank a credit score and stay on a credit report for up to 7 years, but that doesn't mean they're immune to deletions. I'll break down how to use consumer law and factor disputes to legally challenge repossessions and get them removed from a credit report.
Are you ready to revolutionize your credit repair business? Welcome to Credit Repair Junkies, the ultimate podcast for credit repair entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Bruce Politano, seven-figure serial entrepreneur and author. Each week, we'll dive deep into battle-tested strategies, uncover the latest industry breakthroughs, and reveal insider tips that will put your business light years ahead of the competition. If you're ready to grow your credit repair business, head to creditrepairjunkies.com/go to watch my free training.
What is a repossession? Well, a repossession happens when a borrower defaults on an auto loan and the lender takes back that vehicle. That's the event itself. But what shows up on a credit report is more than just a repossession. It's the way the lender reports it. And that's where you have leverage. You're not challenging the fact that the repo happened. You're challenging how it's being reported and whether it's compliant, accurate, complete, and verifiable under federal law. Now, here are the consumer protection laws that apply to repossessions. First, the Fair Credit Reporting Act. Section 611 gives you the right to dispute inaccurate or unverifiable information. Section 607B requires credit bureaus to ensure maximum possible accuracy. And Section 623 holds furnishers accountable for correcting or deleting inaccurate data. The Truth in Lending Act is another law that applies here. It regulates the way that lenders calculate and report balance, fees, and interests. The UCC, which is a Uniform Commercial Code, Article 9, regulates repossession practices, including notice, resale, and deficiency balances, which are state-specific. Now, these laws are your framework. If any piece of the repossession account is reported incorrectly, balance, dates, statuses, you can legally dispute and demand removal. So here's what to look for in the credit report. First, incorrect status reporting. It should be listed as closed or repossession, not open or past due. Double statuses like charged off and repossession on the same line are contradictory. Second, balance after repossession. If the vehicle is repossessed and sold, the remaining balance must reflect that. If they're still reporting the full loan balance without subtracting the auction amount, that's inaccurate. Third, payment history after the repo date. Once the vehicle is repossessed, there shouldn't be any further payment activity. If you see payments or changes after the repo, that's an error. Fourth, re-aged delinquency. Watch for the date of first delinquency being pushed forward. This is used to keep the account on a report longer and it violates the 7-year rule. Fifth, missing sale information. Repos require the lender to resell the vehicle and apply the proceeds to the debt. If there's no record of resale or the deficiency balance is unclear, that's incomplete reporting. Now, here's a step-by-step process to dispute the repossessions. Step one, as always, pull and compare all three bureau reports. Review how each bureau reports the repossession. Highlight inconsistencies in balance, payment history, dates, and statuses. Step two, draft a factual dispute letter. Avoid vague language. Use specific, legally grounded wording tied to your findings. Here are a few examples. This account shows a full balance after the repossession date. Under the Fair Credit Reporting Act and Truth in Lending Act, the balance must reflect resale proceeds. Please delete immediately. Another one could be payment activity is shown post-repossession, which is factually incorrect and violates the Fair Credit Reporting Act, Section 607B. Another one is the account is listed as both charged off and repossessions. These statuses are mutually exclusive and are causing the data reported to be inaccurate. Delete this immediately from my credit report. Step three, send disputes individually to each bureau. Include copies of the credit report with the discrepancies clearly marked. Keep all documentation organized by date in case an escalation is needed. And step four, monitor and track responses. Under the Fair Credit Reporting Act, Section 611, bureaus must respond within 30 days. If no correction or deletion is made, you now have documentation for the next step. Next, you can escalate if verified without correction. Send a second level dispute. Reference the failure to correct the errors you listed. Cite Fair Credit Reporting Act Section 611 and 623 for continued reporting of inaccurate data. Include stronger language such as this is a formal request for reinvestigation under federal law. You can also file a complaint with the CFPB. Clearly state what is being reported inaccurately and how the bureaus have failed to fix it. Attach proof of your initial dispute and the unchanged report. You can also send a notice of intent to pursue legal action. If errors persist and the law has clearly been violated, notify the bureaus and the furnishers of your intent to take legal steps. This often results in the deletion without needing to escalate any further. Now, here's what not to do. Don't dispute repossessions as not mine unless that's 100% accurate. Don't send the same dispute to all three bureaus. They'll flag it as a template. And don't rely on emotion. This is a legal strategy based on errors and violations. Here are some final key takeaways. Repossessions, they're tough, but they're not unbeatable. Focus on errors in balance, payment activity, and account statuses. Use precise, factual disputes backed by consumer law. Track all activity and escalate strategically if needed. Now, if you're ready to start doing credit repair at a higher level using real consumer law and compliance, not guesswork, this is exactly what we teach inside the CRO Bootcamp. I'll show you how to enroll 100 clients in 100 days guaranteed, run a business that is fully automated, and get real results with high-level dispute strategies that actually work. Click the link below to learn more, and let's get to work. I'll see you guys on the next one.